Okay, so I guess the piece that I wanted to have a look at is, it's taken from Rav Dessler. Somebody put together different inyanim of Rav Dessler's on Yom Neroyim and Elul. I think it's important to understand, whenever we're given some insight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's done the world, there's Mishpat and so on, we really need to understand, we're not pinning down HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way. It's not as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has a time frame and a calendar and so on. On the other hand, to us, we need to understand it with the way we understand these things. And he discusses it with Dessler. It's the page, Kuf Pei, is the first page over here, the one side of it. Masnisa Shaninu, V'Rosh Hashanah Kol Boi Olam Eivim Lefanav Kibnei Morim. So the Mishnah says that it's Kibnei Morim. Look at the second piece. That every single person passes by individually in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umasig, then, but the end of it is, but v'kulom niskarim b'skira achas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges also in one, with one skira, with one sort of look, one overview, he judges everyone. There's kind of a steer in that. We say Kibnei Morim emphasizes each one individually, and skira achas is the opposite. V'adavat tzorichin, so that says shem b'skira achas lo mitzorich l'avirin kibnei morin u'b'chlal tzorich l'havin. We need to understand also mahu shematzinu sheyeshef anisbach kisiri bezon shel mata. The whole concept of having a structure, you have a kategon, you have a sanega, for us, because we're limited and we don't really know the emes. So when we investigate something, whether it's true or not true, you need to go through a process. You need to make sure one person presents it as sharply as possible, the guilt, one person presents the innocence, and we weigh, we judge. This is all our limitations. And yet, this concept of having Lamdei Zchus and so on is a pasuk in Tanakh, really. It says, Mimino Mismolo, that by the Ruach, by Achav, it says that Elisha saw that there's a there's a bezin. Yimino small as my minim asmilim. He saw it benevuah that there was a setup of a bezin. So bezin shel mala is an entity that is presented to us, and it doesn't seem to make sense. Ulam habirhu kivadai kulon niskorim b'skirachas lefanav. Certainly, aliba de emes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu sense, there's no need to see it in detail. And the truth is that whenever you see something in detail, you lose out something because you're seeing bits and pieces. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment be'etzem is skira achas. Ela sheyesh tzorach levar kol dovel fi avonas hanivroim. Ki av shei masin keses takin gosset bach vizis mishpatoi, ala besoiv her akol yisbora vizgale. Kemo shem vur betagim sof kehelis. U kidei shei yisbara bo isa shoetza odom tzitkas ha mishpat, tzorach shei roi ki lukulom evim te morin kidech mishpat vasodom. So he says as follows, l'osid lovoi, a person himself is supposed to become aware of the mishpat and what happened. Let's give a mashal so that we understand the need for it. Let's say, for instance, somebody is, trying out players for a team, and he's a mumcha, and he looks at a person, he watches him do whatever he does, and he says, not nagia. Why? It's not none of your business. I've been in this field for 50 years, and I know it's, I would say it's Das Torah, but I'm not quite sure if Das Torah applies to that field. But whatever it is, it's not Negev. Let's say I'm trying to help the person and become a better player. So I'm not going to tell him it's not good. It's not good. It's not going to help him any. I tell him, let's analyze how you stand, how you move, how you're reacting, and so on. Unless I break it into components and I'm able to point out each piece exactly where the problem is and what the problem is, then the person won't be part of that process. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us Ledin, there's an element to give each person kfi what he deserves. There's also an element that the person be metakin himself. There's also an element that Lasid Lavo, the person understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacted with him and why he interacted with him. And unless there was a mahalach of mishpat that was broken into components, and each piece, the pieces are enough that I could relate to it, I defeat that purpose. So therefore, there's two malachim of din. There's the skira achas, which is a liba de emes. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to come down to any prat. And then there's the second part, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a certain chesed, that he also made a way to break up the mishpat into bite-sized pieces. And I want to, as a side point, referred to something fascinating. The Ramchal was a tremendous Goyim. And a lot of his Sfarim, he wrote in two versions. Some of the Sfarim he wrote, his most famous Kabbalah Sefer is called Kalach Pischei Chochma. And he wrote it with a text inside, which is extremely brief and precise, almost like a Mishnah-like. And then he wrote a Pirush on what he wrote that's quite long and detailed. And and there's a reason why he wrote it like that. Because there's an emes, the absolute emes is when you have a letter-sharp definition of something, and then you get the whole picture in one shot. It also is unintelligible to somebody on the outside, unless you're able to go, let's go slowly, step by step by step. It's like we're teaching somebody a difficult dance or something. You to get the person involved, you need to go in a lot of bite-sized pieces, but the emes lies together. He wants to explain a maim in Yerushalmi. So this sounds almost kfira. You're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gets it right when he speaks to all his advisors and consultants. That's borderline kfira. So he explains this Chazal Mamash. You realize that's a mitzvah pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesomah shel emes means that we're able to identify the emes shaboy. When a person, if I live it myself, there's no need for me to seal something absolute. I know it's mine. I'm the only person on the island, so everything is mine. There's no need to reconfirm. I don't have to notarize myself. When I'm bringing something to somebody else, and the possibility exists that it's not me, then I need to notarize it. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does pe'ulos that are not done through a bezin shalmala, that means we will never be able to understand that, and we'll never deher the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll be able to give lip service and say, yeah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does emes, but I'm not going to be able to deher that. There's a story, the Chavetz Chaim's biography. The Chavetz Chaim heard about somebody in a town that was Rachman Hatzlan torn apart by dogs. Terrible death. And the Chavetz Chaim says, for 25 years I've been waiting to see this. He said, this person threw out an alman in Yisom in the middle of winter from a house. And he said, it says that Ke'ele Yitz'akun, that an almana, it calls out to me. And it was a question of when he would suffer. And so what's the pshat? If he wouldn't have seen it, he still would be maiming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes and so on. But the question is, well, when you see it, you saw the pieces come together. So most of the Hanhagos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he does it with Bezer Shalmala, means that we understand the Mahalchim, why this as opposed to this, and so on. V'hinei, b'zoya parasha shayftim, it says, mevua kisidra adin bebezen shal mala shovim lebezen shal mata, shein donim ala be'idim. U'miyam e'idim, elu kirois liboy ramach v'av shal adam. So he says, the person's own evarim are edim. V'lo oda zoa says, ala train sahadin inul abarnash. Every person has two edis. Ayin roi v'ezen shamas, u'bezen soife v'dan choyvoy. So he says, so the ayin roi from lamala, and the Oizah Shemaas and Lamala. Skip the next paragraph. Uluchura, madu loy dai beidus shavarim ad matzmoy. Why can't you? I mean, if you're telling me that every person's own evarim are made, ella ki af sheika haedus neged adam nefshar matzmoy, even though everybody inside is made, knows, avol chase bakoras amitas mishpatzak hashpachas adam, atcheroy edus bolov mi bechutz. If somebody, let's say, somebody does something wrong, and the principal calls him in or whatever it is, and he gets punished or whatever, but he doesn't think that the principal caught him. He figured it was just an educated guess on the part of the principal that if somebody did something wrong, this must be him. Even though you know you did wrong, but you feel that you were mistreated. Even though you know you did wrong, but since the other person accused you and found you guilty without edus, just based on a hunch, even if you're really guilty, you still have a tiny that there was no due process. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that his darkei mishpat should be understood by people as being emes. The scales of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are extremely delicate. He says, Yesh mazayim shashokas ounces, v'yesh shokin gramim, v'yesh mazdaim elektroniot shoklot al piot shel gram. And then he brings a chazal where it says even if a person has 999 studim of mitzvah of averia and won the mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it in. Let's finish. We have a little bit of time. Our next page. Hafchanas after the star. Hafchanas kibnei moroin hi lefi asoga chiyuvis. The reason why we have an understanding of Kibnei Morin is that we should feel in a positive way the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She tispoil hanefesh me amitas ashkarosai abayis barach. She loy tashav kadesh amokin mistate. A person's, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has darkei din, where he looks after each prat, we realize there are no. It causes us to realize there's nothing we can get away with. V'afchanas b'skira achas ibchinas shlilis. Skira achas is to eliminate the sheker. I'm yedes lamedes aseichel she di'osis baruch lemailus on l'shaych etzli zeachazer. So both are true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kaviyochel's own tfis and understanding has nothing to do with the details in the protim. It's instant. We also can see it in a different way, and in a way that we painfully understand each detail of it. Mishachoyshev shafchanas bnei morin paygemes avchasa b'al mazman harei zetoya kinemi pchenasenik hamusik shalanu varehi emes avareinu. So therefore, understanding it from both sides is the emes. Let's skip down to the last piece here. These are pieces I collected, and the person put together the pieces that he felt overlap and quite good. My Eitzadik Matzvein. See, he speaks over here about we tend to be very, very unmotivated, unstimulated. What should we do? So it says, Rak Eitza Achas Yesh, Tziyurim, Tziyur Alev, to try and picture things with the pictures that are vivid to us. Hainu, Laharbos Bekoch Adimyon B'Tziyurim Muchashim B'Yonei Kedusha, Shenargesh K'moy Chai Esa Oisha Nifla Sheba. We need to picture it as vividly as we can so that we understand the Toiv in Kedusha. He says, how do I know this is correct? Chazal Hoylon Aderach Zois. Agadata is the painting of pictures of things that really can't be painted. This is a very important piece, important nekuda. As we get older and we mature, when you're a kid and Gehenim is a real fire, so it keeps away from Averis. When you get older and you mature, you know that there's not a real fire and so on, but what happens is the tzitkis of knowing that Kosh Baruch Hu is not a fire, when you have a real taiva in front of you and a very, very lomdisha gehenim, like it's a ruchnisika type of thing which is a mushal as painful as fire, you know, when the nimshal's in front of you and the mushal's up there, you sort of keep... He says it's important to paint these pictures. He says, this is what Agadata did. L'dugma. And then he brings, Omer b'mishra, it's a very vivid seer. Mor says, yes, this is a vivid picture, but it's a true vivid picture. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us in on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a whole seder of looking at the Yontiv Nadin, Shudova Misames Besichlenu, Mikomok Nikva and Kulnes Kar Afal Pisham Hak Mokuns Kam Skaha Shudova Sam Sichlenu, Mikomok Nikva be Mishna Tsir Aposhut Hapoel Alev. So the Shlemus of the Inyan is that we understand Lamala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't need Pratim, it doesn't need Edim, it doesn't need anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it all instantly and everything is clear. That's an emis. For us, for a person to go through the Yom Neroim and so on, the Bnei Moran is an emis, it's our emis. It gives us over, I once gave a mashal. Let's say you have a little kid who's adventurous, likes exploring things. And he once happened to touch fire, and it hurt him terribly, and he keeps away from fire. You now see him at the edge of a pond, and he's about to try to explore the pond. Should you yell fire or water? Now, a libid emis, chas v'shalom, fire is not fire, and water is water, and you should tell him it's hydrogen with oxygen, with this, with that, and the whole mahalo. Or should we tell him fire? For the kid, fire is the emes. It doesn't make it for him. His emes is what he has a picture of pain of, not what's the libra emes. The for us, we need to be marba with siurim and so on, so that it has the right effect on us. And lasid lovay, we will become enlightened as the halchidin, and that's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chasdei gave us an haga that everything he does, it works. In skirachastik and it works bnei marandik and we'll be able to inherit with the bnei marandik away. Okay. Yeah.
We're warned not to always make tzirum. Ma'ase markova, ma'ase
brave. So certain things, it depends if it's negeir to you or not negeir to you. If it's negeir to you, you need to make it vivid to you. If it's not negeir to you, then to think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world when you're trying to think about lamala. Like the Mishnah said, there are things we don't think about because it's not relevant to you, it's out of your world, and therefore any type of giving it some physical semblance is wrong. Okay.
It hasn't changed.